Good morning, Brian. Good morning and happy Sabbath. It is youth and young adult church service. Woo-hoo! It is time for our youth to shine and show you guys what they've been learning about the promises of God. So we just want to greet you, tell you good morning, happy Sabbath. We hope that you enjoy this service and have a good time.
Yes, we're ushering the spirit with prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for this beautiful Saturday. Thank you for this opportunity to fellowship together in your name. Thank you for allowing our youth to come together so that they can praise your name and sing blessings upon you. We're asking God that what we do here today be seen upon as something delightful in your eyes. We're asking that the messages that are going to be used through the voices of our youth, through songs and through scriptures, and through representations of praise, be something that can be used to bring people out there in the world closer to you, God. We're asking that you be with us today in mind, body, and spirit. In your name we do pray. Amen.
At this time, we'll have our welcome by Mark McCarter Jr.
Good morning and happy Sabbath. My name is Mark McCarter Jr., and on behalf of our pastor, T. Ron Wegar, I would like to welcome you to our youth and young adult worship experience.
Thank you, Mark, for that awesome welcome. So at this time, I'm going to explain to you all what our service represents today. Today, we wanted to remind you all of the promises of God, because we can keep them dear, but our little ones, sometimes it's hard for them to remember when they have a bad day at school or when things are just not going their way. So to hear the promises of God in scripture coming from their mouth should bring you hope, should remind you that you can be steadfast just like they can do. So today, our entire service is going to be scriptures of God's promises and songs of God's promises. So we hope that you are thoroughly blessed by what you see and what you hear. So at this time, we're going to bring on Leah Knighton.
The song that is about to be sang says, "All things are possible when we believe." My Bible confirms those lyrics when it reads Matthew 19:26, that Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible." Romans 11:36 says, "For from and through him and for him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen."
Amen. Thank you so much, Aaliyah. And thank you, LaJour, for allowing your children to participate and to share the promises of God. So our first song is going to be from Mallory Rose, Mark McCarter Jr., and myself, and they're singing "Man of Your Word."
And so we thank you for that. And that's what we want to sing today. Honor for myself and God.
You said it.
Continue in our program and go to Nathan Lawrence, who is going to give us a scripture.
I echo the Psalms that say, "You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you." Psalms 121:7 says, "The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life." I believe Isaiah 26:3 when it says, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Great is your faithfulness, O God."
Thank you, Nathan. And thank you, Natalie, for allowing him to remind us again that God's faithfulness is great. At this time, we're going to have my sister all the way in Texas, Makali Corsi, give us a selection.
Hi, my name is Mickey Corsi, coming to you from Godly, Texas. I'm singing Do It Again. I chose this song because God's just never going to fail you. He is a father that you can always depend on, and this is a promise that you can always count on. Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won, for you have never failed me yet. Your promise still stands, great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never know the night won't last. Your word will come to pass. My heart will sing your praise again. Oh, Jesus, you're still enough. Keep me within your love. My heart will sing your praise again. Oh, your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Faithfulness, I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Faithfulness, I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me. No. Yeah. You never fail me. Yeah. Yeah. You never fail me. No. Yeah. I've seen you move the mountains, and I believe I see you do it again. You made a way when there was no way, and I believe I see you do it again. I've seen you move. You move the mountains. And I believe I see you do it again. You made a way where there was no way. And I believe I see you do it again. I've seen you move. You move the mountains, and I believe I see you do it again. You made a way where there was no way, and I believe I see you do it again. 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 Oh, your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Faithfulness, I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Mikalia. Such a beautiful rendition. Your promise still stands, amen. God has truly been good to us and has really kept us during such a very turbulent and trying time for the past going on a year now. And his promise still stands. You can rest assured that he will never leave us or forsake us. At this time, we're going to usher in the spirit of the Lord in prayer. And I want to give anyone a chance to drop a prayer request in the chat. If you have a specific prayer request this morning, we want to pray for you and pray over your prayer request. At this time, quickly drop a prayer request in the chat. If you have a specific need or specific desire for prayer in your life, if there's something that's on your mind or something that's troubling your spirit or something that's troubling your life, if you're having trouble on the workplace, if you're having trouble in your relationships, if you're having trouble in your family ties, if you're having trouble in your finances, drop whatever it is that you would like to discuss or have prayed over in the chat room at this moment so that we can pray for you. I want you to know that God is a God of miracles and a working God. He is a God who has the power to move mountains. Amen. And so I want you to drop those prayer requests. We have some for family. We have some for schools, for Sister Goins and Patrick Caldwell. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to usher in the spirit of prayer at this time. Pray with me, family. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for granting us the gift of life and our health. We welcome your presence and grace in our lives this morning, Lord. We bless you for giving us the grace and good health to gather here in your name. You have provided us with all of our needs, Lord, and ensure that we are never lacking. We know without you, your power and your grace, we can do nothing, God. Accept our worship today. In the holy name of Jesus, we worship and praise you through our existence. Amen. As we gather today separately, but in unity, visit each of us at our respective locations and fill us with your presence and your Holy Spirit, Lord. Help us to increase our love and our knowledge of you as we pray and as we continue today's church service with our youth. We're asking that you make your presence be felt and known amongst us this morning, God. We pray for all those here and all those who have yet to see your power, Lord. May we always serve you and grow to understand and love you more. Lord, this morning we're praying for our school systems, God. Praying for the health of our teachers, Lord. Praying for the safety of our kids, God, as we continue to navigate this new way of life. We're asking that you be with each of those teachers and those children in those classrooms. Be with those parents, Lord, who are now having to administer schooling from home. Asking, God, that you give all of us strength and courage in that department, Lord. Asking also for prayers for our family, God, our different familiar ties with our loved ones, our fathers, our mothers, our siblings, our children, Lord, asking that you renew and strengthen those relationships, God, asking that you be in our homes, Lord, during this time. We're spending more time together as family members, and some of us are not acclimated to that specific type of relationship to be around people for such a long, extended amount of time. And God, we're asking for patience, asking for endurance. We're asking for love to be spread within each of our homes, Lord. We're asking this morning, God, that you be with the families of those who have lost precious loved ones. Be with the Goins family, Lord, as they laid Sister Dolly Goins, as she laid Sister Cheryl, her stepdaughter, to rest on Thursday, God. We're asking that you be with that family and give them strength in this time of their need. Give them peace and harmony in this time of their need, God. Asking that you be with Brother Patrick Caldwell and his family. As we know that Sister Caldwell was a matriarch of our church, and losing her was a loss to us greatly, Lord. And we're asking that you continue to be with that family and give them peace in this time of need. We're asking, God, that you forgive all of our sins, Lord. Cleanse our bodies, make our bodies renewed and like yours, God. And we're asking, God, that you continue to be with our youth church department today, Lord, as we continue to ring in praises on your name. We're asking, God, that what the message that is being heard today will shine in someone's heart. Someone will be able to walk away with this message and bring themselves closer to you, to have a desire to gain a closer, more intimate relationship with you and be saved, Lord. So we know that soon and very soon, you will be coming again. And when you are seen coming in the clouds of glory, Lord, let everyone who we come in contact with and who we're able to preach the gospel to be saved. In your righteous name, we do pray this morning, Father. Amen.
Amen. We continue on with our service, and our next scripture will be rendered by Nyla Lawrence.
Father, thank you for never changing. Thank you for being there when I need you. Isaiah reminds us that even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you. I believe those words. I thank you that I can run to you, my Father, for protection, love, and redemption. Like Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Thank you for your love.
Thank you, Nala. That was
amen.
Thank you, Sister Lawrence, for allowing her to share. And now our song selection will come from Tiana Burke.
Too long on my own. I wasn't created to bear it alone. I hear your invitation to let it all go. Yeah, I see it now. I'm laying it down. And I know that I need you. I run to the Father, I fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend. So I run to the Father again and again and again and again. The price for my heart, and I don't have a context for that kind of love. I don't understand it, I can't comprehend. All I know. No reason.
running to life from death, and I feel this rush deep in my chest. Your mercy is calling out, and just as I am, you pull me in, and I know that I need you. I run to the Father, I fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, the reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend. So I'll run to the Father again and again. I run to the Father, I fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, the reason to wait. My heart found a surgeon, my soul found a friend. So I'll run to the Father again and again and again and again.
Same, girl.
Amen. Thank you, God, that we can run to you again and again and again. At this time, we will have another scripture reading by Gabrielle Knight.
Wait for the Lord, shall renew their strength, shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:31. Isaiah was speaking to people. They may have been broken, discouraged, and running away from God. He was telling them just how I'm telling you. Wait on the Lord, and he will renew your strength and hearts. God will show up for you.
Amen. Thank you, Gabrielle. God will show up for you. Wait on the Lord. At this time, we will have a poem of praise by our very own Breon Fontenot.
Good morning, and happy Sabbath, everyone. I'm reading a poem entitled God's Faithful Promises. God will be with you. He is strong. He will lead you safe along. He will always meet your need, give you on himself to feed. God be with you. He is wise, knowing all beneath the skies, knows your needs from day to day. Therefore, you need to watch and pray. God be with you. He is light. In his presence, all is bright. In his light, we journey on, filled with joy and hope and song. God is love. How well do you know? What the cost to save from woe? What the love that he freely gave his own son, your soul to save? God is with you all the way until night shall pass away. Then to see his blessed face, saved forever by his grace.
Amen. Thank you, Breon. At this time, we'll have our meditation song, and it is called Such an Awesome God, because he is such an awesome God. Thank you for joining us for our youth and young adult worship experience. One more time, we've come to remind you that our God is an awesome God. He is selfless, he is generous, he is seated in majesty. And we've just come to shower our praise on him, to remind you of his promises, and to thank you for everything that he has done.
church. Woo!
Amen. Our God is an awesome God. He is selfless, generous. He keeps loving us, and we can come back to him again and again. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. So I just want to leave you with some encouraging words. Short term or long term, you can count on God's promises. 2 Corinthians 1:20 tells us that no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. You can depend on God's promise because Jesus is their guarantee. He will never leave us and he will never forsake us. Proverbs 30 and verse 5 says, every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God be equipped for every good work. So if you believe that the word of God, that the Bible is God-breathed, then you can count on his promises. You can depend on his word. You can depend that he will not lie. God promised the Israelites land, and he promised them rest. Joshua 21, 43 to 45 records his promises being fulfilled. God's promise for healing. He healed the snake bites of the Israelites in the wilderness. He healed a barren woman's womb. He's still healing today. He healed Tanisha Howard from COVID. He healed Sister Hakeem from COVID. He is still restoring and renewing. His promises have not stopped. Just because things don't happen when you want them to happen does not mean that God is not sovereign. It does not mean that God is not hearing you. He is near to the brokenhearted. He hears you. He weeps when you weep. He rejoices when you rejoice. And so today we just wanted to remind you and to encourage you that our God is a God who keeps his word. He is a God who loves us, and he loves us fiercely. He loves us with a love that we can't even comprehend, not like man. He does not lie. And so we want to leave you with the thought that he is an amazing God. And just because our youth are maybe under 30, under 20, under 10, under 5, they can proclaim God's promises, as you have seen. So allow them to do that. Read those promises over their lives. Allow them to sing the praises of God. Let that be in their spirits day in and day out, because this is a new normal that we have. Virtual school may be frustrating, sitting at a computer for several hours. They need a hope to cling on just like we do. So we thank you for joining us for this worship experience. And at this time, we're going to have our benediction by Mallory Rose.
Let us pray. May God be with you, one and another, and your family. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen, baby girl. We hope that y'all have been blessed by this youth church experience this morning, amen.
Amen.
We enjoyed putting things together, and the youth really enjoy praising God, and that's something to be thankful for, especially in this day and age. And so at this time, I wanted to make sure that everyone who tuned in today was acknowledged, because we missed our guest section of the program today. And I wanted to say thank you. Thank you to all of our Berean members who tuned in, as well as the guests and extended family, all the different cities that are and states that are represented here today by the respective persons who tuned in today. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'd also like to say, if you'd like to donate or to contribute to the Berean ministry here, there are several different ways that you can give. We're not in person, so we aren't able to pass around or collect offering, but there are different ways to give. So you can give by mail. You can mail a gift in directly to our church at 4555 Fairfields Avenue here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70802. just make it out to Berean Seventh-day Adventist Church, or you can give online at www.bereanbatonrouge.com. And when you visit the site, click on online giving. We also post the messages periodically on the website and on Facebook and YouTube. So you can tune in if there's a part of the message that you weren't able to hear today or a part that you want to hear again. You can visit those sites to enjoy it. Thank you guys. Can't thank you enough. We really appreciate everyone for tuning in this morning.
Like our pastor says on a weekly basis, if you were blessed, if you were moved, if you were encouraged, unmute yourselves, give our youth and young adults a hearty hand clap and give God a hallelujah.
Amen. 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 You.
Amen.
Amen.
God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
And have a happy Sabbath.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hey, Pastor.
Yes, yes. Are they gone? I just wanted to announce our Religious Liberty Sabbath tomorrow.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, we still have a lot of participants on right now, and we're still...
Okay, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know I was muted. I thought I was on mute. I've been saying all these amens, and nobody heard me. But anyway, it's a blessing to be with the young people this morning. And next Sabbath, we will have our conference secretary, Pastor Stephen Brooks, will be our speaker for our Religious Liberty Weekend. We're having a powerful weekend. It will start at our regular service time at 9 a.m. Central Time. And then at 6:30 that evening, he will do a seminar. We're living in some very unusual times that the Bible talks about, where our religious liberty and our freedom to worship freely will be at stake, and Pastor Brooks has a lot to share with us next weekend at 6:30 during their seminar and at Sabbath morning worship experience. So we just want to encourage all of you to tune in and tune in on time. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. At this time, everyone's dismissed. You guys have a great afternoon and a happy Sabbath. Thank you for tuning in.